Welcome back to the program, 7:39. And here's one reason why you should not fool around and have different kids with different women. Roderick Tucker of Spartanburg, South Carolina. He's a ripe old 21 years old. He's already got two kids with two different women. And those women are friends, or at least they're united on a common enemy, him. Roderick's two baby mamas are 23-year-old Tabitha Martin, 23-year-old Courtney Littlejohn. They found out on Tuesday that he had yet a third lady in his life, and they both became furious. So Tabitha called up Roderick and invited him over. When he showed up, she invited him in, you know, for a little friendly action, and it was an ambush.
It became unfriendly very quickly.
Very quickly. Once he was in the room, the other lady showed up. They both started beating the living snot out of this guy. They knocked him to the ground. Courtney sat on him to pin him down, and they both started tasering him.
Okay. We had a situation here in the Wausau area before you got here that like this.
Really?
It wasn't in Wausau. I know the story you're talking about. It was another part of the state, but this was a huge story of, again, one guy with three different women.
Well, I guess it wasn't in Wausau, but what they did, instead of tasing him, they
the crazy
super glue
came out. Yes.
His vital parts. Hate when that happens.
It was crazy glued to his stomach. He was in a great deal of pain.
Explain that at the emergency room. Yeah. So, what you been doing? All right, he called the cops. Both women are looking at charges of assault and domestic violence, etc.
And they don't care. They said it was worth it.
Probably so. Well, you know, now how does the third woman feel?
Oh, they just don't understand him. I can change him.
I can fix him.
A man in Colorado called 911 on Tuesday because a pit bull had bent him in the junk. And while he was
pit bulls don't let go. Oh my goodness!
And while he was at the hospital, cops discovered his hash operation. Marijuana is legal in Colorado, but making hash oil is not. Apparently, because you use hazardous materials, the law apparently is a little vague. There are charges pending, but they haven't said what exactly yet.
If a pit bull bit you in the junk and you had an illegal hash oil operation going, did you sort of maybe think, you know, do I go to the hospital and get this treated, or do I take care of it myself?
22-year-old guy in
Florida
was locked out of his house on Tuesday and got in by crawling through his window.
Got stuck?
No, but a neighbor saw what was going on and said, hey, this looks a little fishy, so they called the cops.
Uh-huh.
When the cops got there, they saw that he had, that's right, a grow house, a marijuana grow house. They got a search warrant, found the guy's illegal grow house operation, and arrested him.
How many criminal activities are interrupted by chance?
Stupidity?
Yeah.
I don't know. Last but not least, an 18-year-old high school senior in Maryland was arrested on Monday for repeatedly mailing poop to his vice principal.
Isn't that legal? You can't do that?
No, you can't mail poop in the... You can't send poop through the mail. You should use UPS or FedEx for that.
Uh-huh.
The principal got the first package on April 30th, called the cops. They told the post office to be on the lookout for suspicious and stinky packages. When the kid tried to mail two more, they got him, facing several charges. Listen, you don't mess with the feds in the mail service.
Yeah, just put the bag on somebody's porch and light it on fire and then run, right?
Yeah.
Know how you do it?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm.
A quick look at the news.
A recent photograph posted on Instagram showed 13-year-old Willow Smith laying in bed with a 20-year-old actor who was shirtless. Willow said the photo was completely innocent, but her parents just don't understand. Will Smith?
Yeah.
You know, parents don't understand?
Gotcha.
Philly?
It was a movie that nobody went to.
Okay. Spring Breakers is getting a sequel because apparently the one thing that I keep hearing from people around the country is that they want to see more James Franco. Adele revealed that she's close to releasing a new album, which officially marks the biggest news for suburban moms since Jordache, that's right, announced their latest line of pleated high-waisted jeans.
Her record company must hate her.
What?
Well, because she's hot and wins Grammys and all of her music's on the radio. And then she says, well, I'm taking a couple of years off before my next album comes out.
What?
Right.
Miley Cyrus says she never starts drinking or smoking before a show. She starts right after the show and then doesn't stop until it's time to go on stage again. The new Star Wars movie may be called The Ancient Fear. It will be about the way Star Wars fans feel when they try to talk to girls. San Francisco Giants pitcher Matt Cain is on the disabled list after slicing his hand while trying to cut a sandwich into fancy little triangles. Before he can come back, he'll have to spend some time in the minors and repeat third grade. Okay. A group of women in New York City have started a topless book club. I'd like to check it out, but I'm going to wait for Braille Day.
Ah, jeez.
So I don't get that one. 17% of Americans say that they would have intimate relations with a robot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The 83% others are already married. Why do you think that's funny?
That's horrible. I mean, artificial intelligence and smart machines have such great potential to do, you know, medical miracles, menial chores, and...
You know there will be sex bots at some point in our future.
Of course. That's what... A Beverly Hills home is currently on the market for $135 million. I know it sounds expensive, but think about it. They've got one of those cool tankless water heaters. Vladimir Putin says he's pulling back his troops from the Ukraine's border. There's been no evidence of it, actually, so maybe he's just Putin us on. Oh, Lord. God, is this time for us to be done with this? A Florida man tried to marry a laptop that's completely filled with porn. Or as it's known around Tom's house, a laptop.
He tried to marry his computer?
Yeah, he was denied. China is training monkeys to protect its Air Force bases. Do you hear about this?
No.
Yes. China is apparently training monkeys to protect its Air Force bases.
How do they do that?
Well, keep in mind, the monkeys are Chinese, so they obviously all know Kung Fu. New survey found that the kitchen is the number one place for couples to have intimate relations.
The kitchen?
The kitchen, mostly because the women don't have far to go to get a guy a beer and a sandwich.
Oh, brother.
That has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
Weird world, man. We had a bird fly in our house the other day. Right through the front door. I never had that happen ever. Just open up the door, bird flew in. You're not welcome. What's the first thing you do when a bird flies in your house? I know now it's not swirl beach towels overhead. I'm not sure what I thought that was going to accomplish. We found ourselves trying to reason with the bird. The window's open in the kitchen! The window's open in the kitchen! I'm sorry, what did you say? Oh, the kitchen, I didn't understand that because I'm a bird. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Doolittle.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.